This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, praise his holy name. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For Jesus is the Lord. Bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for you have cast us off. We thank you for you have scattered us. We know that you have been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, we thank you for turning yourself to us again, and we will be saved. Oh, praise be to your holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful time to be coming in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to be hid in Christ, that true hiding place. The only place you can hide, the only place you can get in where you design to fit in, that's in Christ Jesus. Oh, it was planned that way. It was God's doing. First and foremost, as always, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh, yes, I thank you this morning. The few of you that are tuned in, whether it be by internet or radio, I'm truly thankful that you moved in obedience, for the Bible says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. If you're not led by the Spirit of God, then you're not a son of God. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible lets us know that many are called, but only a few are chosen to find this true hiding place, to get into this spiritual promised land where we rest from all our labor. For this battle is not our battle, but it is the Lord's. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As always, if you have your Bibles, you're more than welcome to follow along. Once again, this new day, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring you out of darkness and allow that great light to shine on you on your Damascus road. And hopefully you may see this one true gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified. It is the way, it is the truth that will grant you his eternal life. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1, and the Holy Spirit tells us, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible lets us know that the apostles are ministers of Christ is simply an attendant of Christ. He takes orders and executes them. We are called to assist the master and do whatever he says. Oh, I got to say that again. We are called to assist the master and do whatever he says. For the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. He must increase, but we must decrease. He must increase, but we must decrease. The Holy Spirit highlights for us in that first verse that and lets us know that Paul was not called by any man, nor was he called by any religious denomination. But Paul was called by God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ, and as you know, he was endued with power from on high. The Bible tells us that Jesus gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That he might deliver us, that he alone, Jesus alone, might deliver us, that we may be partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18 declares. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? The Holy Spirit reminds us what Jesus said himself. It's always best to let the master speak, the messenger of God, the one true messenger, his son. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39, Jesus said, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Jesus also tells us in Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 36, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Jesus goes on to say, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? What will it profit you if you in this world be a big shot and then go to hell and be burnt up and be a little shot? What will it profit you? Nothing, the Bible says. You see, the Bible tells us all the things that Solomon had and all that he did for himself. We know the Bible said Solomon was the richest man ever was and ever will be. What does that mean? That means that Solomon, every man on earth that's supposed to be rich today, in comparison to Solomon, he's on food stamps. He's broke. No money in comparison to the wealth that Solomon had. But yet, they failed to bring lasting satisfaction to the wisest man of all times. Yet people, 3,000 years later, are still trying them in search of enduring fulfillment, saying, oh, if I only had this, I would be happy. If I had this house, I would be happy. If I had this much money, I would be happy. But vanity, said the preacher, all is vanity. This chapter 8 is very powerful indeed. For we see in chapter 8 and 9 that the Holy Spirit repeats himself. We know that if God says something one time, it's important. But oh, if he repeated back to back, it's eternally important. It's for your soul. Chapter 8 tells us, but though we are an angel from heaven, Paul said, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. See, this verse shows that the message, not the messenger, is of uttermost importance. This verse shows us that the message, not the messenger, is of uttermost importance. The Colossians controversy was not over teachers, but over the truth versus a lie. The Bible lets us know that even a heavenly angel, if he preaches error, is to be accursed. That is, eternally condemned. That means lost of soul. You see, it doesn't take a lot of knowledge about God to get saved. But once you get saved, you better keep learning about him and his word. You better keep seeking him. You better keep finding out his way, find out his truth that brings about this eternal life, or else one of those preachers sent by Satan roaming around out there wolves and all the false religions will sell your soul to Satan for money. And then they will brag about what they bought with the money their daddy, the devil, gave them for the price of your soul. I heard one say one time how he was bragging. I brought a brand new Cadillac, you see, off the showroom floor. Well, I know he's no longer here. I know for a certainty there's no Cadillacs in Hades, and I know for a certainty there's no showroom floor. You see, the truth of the matter is that you don't know if I've really been called to preach. And you don't know if your preacher have really been called to preach. But what you do know that Paul was called, and he is telling you that you are listening to the wrong gospel. You're financing.